Okay. Hi. Is the sound okay? Okay, cool. So, I want to give a status update on Nouveau. We kind of missed last year, so we are really sorry about that, but luckily it worked out this year, even though we missed the, you know, CFP and everything. So, yeah, but yeah, let me just start. That's still our goal. Like, I mean, we are sure we can't really promise performance expectation users might have from a normal open source OpenGL driver, but at least we are really trying hard to make it reliable. And we know that we have a lot of places where we still have a lot of issues, especially about reliability, but at least that's where we want to be in the future. And hopefully we get there at some point. But what actually happened since, you know, the last time we gave this update? And I guess the most important feature for newer systems is that we finally support mode setting on Turing GPUs. So if you have a recent GPU, there's a high chance that you can use your displays with the Nouveau driver. I think it's still missing for really new GPUs, like some newer chipsets coming, which were released some months ago or something. That might still be missing, but at least, you know, for most of the Turing GPUs, it should be fine now. There was also some atomic mode setting support, which is essentially for user space. If you know, if you want to change the resolution, but something happens, like the cable is not reliable or something, that the kernel can automatically detect certain problems with that, and that you don't get to a state where you have a black screen. So that's quite important. I think there are a lot of X compositors which are buggy, so we do kind of disable it on the kernel side, but hopefully we get there as well. And Lute was working on a lot of reverse prime improvements. It was like, when I'm looking at this, like 2 years ago or something, there were a lot of issues with reverse prime, like